Hello, hello, good morning, Indomitable Podcast listeners. How is it going? I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday, and happy Black Friday if this is something that you'd like to take advantage of too. You know, maybe you're out there shopping for deals right now, and as I'm recording this, and then you come back from your shopping, and then you pop open this podcast. But if you're back from your shopping trip, welcome back. Hope you had a wonderful Black Friday. And I hope you have a wonderful Cyber Monday too, which I'll say once again when it is Cyber Monday. And if you're not Black Friday shopping or you haven't done it yet, well, happy holidays anyway, or it's getting around there. Less than a month till Christmas if you celebrate that. But yeah, I'm not a holiday broadcaster, but I just wanted to say that to you guys. Holiday season is around, so I wanted to wish you guys the best. Now, today, we're going to be talking about something that I haven't actively thought of for some time, but it first sort of, this thing popped into my head a few weeks ago because I saw something on TikTok. This is where I get a lot of my ideas from. If you haven't noticed by now, I get a lot of ideas from TikTok. The videos I see, the content that kids and teenagers post. I mean, heck, it's the perfect sort of environment for me in the sense that I target kids, teenagers, and young adults. And the sad thing is, if you've been following me on TikTok, I don't really post as much anymore. My last post, according to TikTok, was about 2 days ago. I feel like it's going on three. I feel like, I don't know. Video isn't exactly my style. I feel like I'm a much better speaker, like the way I speak into this podcast, this mic right now, although I'm definitely trying to work on it, right? Because I'm still new to this, not brand new, but still pretty darn new to this. And I also think I have a lot more skill with, actually, I don't know, between my speaking and writing, I don't know which skill is better. You guys can let me know if you read my Medium articles and if you listen to my podcast. Just any feedback is appreciated. But yeah, we still haven't gotten into the topic of today. It's 2 minutes in. So let me just briefly mention that what I'm going to be discussing, or what we're going to be going over today, is the topic of celebrating the wrong thing. And I don't mean celebrating like birthdays or like Christmas. No, those are perfectly fine. What I'm talking about is not even necessarily celebration, but just always promoting these negative ideas and negativity. And here's what I mean. So the first video that I saw that sort of got this topic into my head a few weeks ago on TikTok is a video that was about unmotivational Monday, right? You know, Monday is difficult on a lot of people's minds. A lot of people don't like Monday. They complain about work, they complain about school. And some people go to the lengths that this particular person happened to do and create a video not about motivational Monday, but about unmotivational Monday. And he's smiling and he's laughing and joking about how awful Monday is and how, you know, I mean, I don't even remember. This was a few weeks ago. I never bothered to look at the video again. But from what I remember, I actually took a screenshot of it because of how absurd I found it to be about celebrating how unmotivating, like, you know, why are we celebrating Monday sucks? Why are we promoting that idea? That's what I'm really finding incredulous here. That's what I find really absurd. And if you've probably detected it already, yes, this episode is going to be laced with my sort of stronger voice, which I tend to try to refrain from using this voice. Because I don't like making it seem like I'm really criticizing and tearing into people. But sometimes I just have to say some things that are on my mind, you know? Like, some things you find ridiculous, some things you find just absolutely, it boggles your mind. This is one of those things that do that for me. And so I just have to put this out there, you know? There are, like, you know, I always reference what Gary Vee likes to say, in life some things are soft and some things are hard, right? And you see me use my soft voice a lot of the time, right? When I tell people you're amazing, I tell people don't, you know, take negative judgment from people, you know, don't criticize, things like that. I use my softer voice, but in times like these, I tend to just, the passion just pours out of me. And so, why are we celebrating on Motivational Monday is just beyond me. And not only just that, that is just a very small, basic example of the bigger problem, the bigger issue, right? And today, before I started this podcast, I actually had, because this was a few weeks ago when I saw that video, it hasn't been at the front of my mind. I've got different ideas I put out every weekday, but speaking of which, I am thinking of transitioning to just doing episodes and articles on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 days a week, and leaving more room for brainstorming and focusing on expanding my reach and interacting with people rather than spending a chunk of my day doing an episode and an article 5 days a week. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So it wasn't at the forefront of my mind because I had other ideas going on for me. And then I came across this video that I saw on my Instagram feed. Actually, it was a story posted by someone I follow who, in their story, recorded a video that was also, surprisingly, not really, on TikTok. And in that TikTok video, there's this girl who, I think she said she's a millennial. She was singing a song, and I think in the lyrics somewhere she said she was a millennial. I only watched it twice, and then I didn't look back. But in the video, she's singing about how, I guess she said, like, our generation is messed up because we're all depressed and anxious and stressed, and how all our friends are pretending to like us, and how, like, we're messed up. And she's making a song out of that? Like, I don't understand why we're so hung up on promoting and celebrating the idea of us being depressed, of us being unmotivated, of us being anxious and stressed out, and how much we have, like, fake friends or how we're faking it. I don't understand why we celebrate this so much. And come to think of it, kind of makes me think of the news that we put on TV. We're always celebrating the bad stuff. And I've mentioned this before, I know I have. Where's the news channel that only broadcasts the good stuff in the world? Where's the news channel that shows the people watching how these people saved abandoned dogs and fed them and took them to hospitals and vets? Or how these people fed the homeless? Or how they're building water wells in Africa? Where are the news channels showing those things? And I'm not really concerned about the news. I mean, I am concerned about the news. That wasn't the focus of what I'm trying to say. I'm more focused on what I see that's going on TikTok and amongst the younger generation with the whole unmotivational Monday and, oh, we're all so depressed and stressed and anxious and we've got fake friends and we're messed up. I mean, I'll put it to you very clearly, okay? If you're celebrating being stressed out and depressed and unhappy, then yeah, you're unhappy and stressed out and depressed. I mean, I'm not gonna try to pretend like, so like I said, there's a time for a soft voice and there's a time for a hard voice, okay? I cannot help you if you're not willing to help yourself. I can plant the idea and plant the seed of a positive change, but if you're busy spouting the idea of, oh, I'm unhappy, I'm depressed, I'm stressed out, I can't help you. We need to stop celebrating and promoting how messed up we are. I almost dropped an F-bomb there. And that's something I've never done actually on my social media. I mean, I have, I think, in the past. But on this particular Instagram account I have on my Twitter right now, with the reputation that I'm building, I'm not somebody who swears. But gee, I almost let one slip. I don't know if you heard the F part come out, but... Whew. Yeah, I was about to say effed up, because that's how passionate I am about this topic, which you can probably tell by the way I'm delivering this message. We need to stop celebrating how messed up we are, because we're not. Okay? We have issues, yes, right? Well, everybody in life has some battle that they're fighting, right? Just because we're kids and teenagers and young adults doesn't mean that we are messed up. Everybody at every point in their life, at every age, has something they're battling, right? That doesn't mean we're messed up. And stop making it seem like you're so depressed and so stressed out and so anxious and all that. I mean, I get it. Trust me. If you're actually depressed, you know, I'm sorry you're in that place and I hope you get the help you need, right? I'm talking about the people who overuse that word or people who make some celebration out of it and like try to, you know, actually, I talked to one of my audience members, one of the audience members I'm closer to on Instagram yesterday because she posted this Instagram post in her story. Actually, let me pull it up on my phone as I'm telling you. Let me see. I'm pulling this up right now on my phone. Let me tell you what this post said. So there are accounts. This is social media, like I said. Someone posted this picture on their account saying, it's like a meme. If you have ever been called one of these, then follow the account below. Which was their own account, the poster's account. And it says things, it says some expletives, and it says stupid, fake, annoying, ugly, fat, not enough, worthless. And that if you've ever been called one of those, then you should follow me? Are you kidding me? I don't know how to make it sound like, I don't know how to express how truly absurd I find this. No matter how my tone is framed with my delivery, I cannot express to you guys listening how much I find this to be so absurd. I mean, you want us to follow you because we've been called stupid and fake and annoying and ugly and worthless and fat and not enough? Really? I mean, that's messed up in its own right. I'm talking about, like, why are we celebrating that? Why should somebody follow you if they've been insulted like that? Why should we proliferate that idea of, oh, like, you're fat or not enough or whatever? We are celebrating the wrong things. And like I said earlier, I mean, if you're going to continue to look in the mirror and tell yourself that you're not enough, that you're worthless, that you're depressed and unhappy and stressed out, I mean, well, I'm pulling from two ends here, okay? I'm going to take a step back and pull from two ends. Right now, I'm leaning very strongly into my hard voice. But on a topic as sensitive as this, I pull back and pull from both ends. So there's a part of me that says, you know, I'm not like blaming you, right? If you feel like you're worthless and not enough, and ugly and stupid and fake and insert negative adjective here, you've probably been told that. You've probably been, you know, judged by society, and you've had awful people tell you those nasty things. I don't want you to believe that, okay? If they're insulting you, they're in a bad place. They're judging you. They're the ones with the issues. People who treat you a certain way, that reflects on them, not on you. So if someone calls you ugly, they're the ones who are ugly. Okay? Don't take it to heart. These are people, like I said, who are in bad places. You don't need to pay any attention to what they're saying. If they're just tearing into you, if they're just insulting you and making you feel awful about yourself, don't pay any attention to them. Okay? But at the same time, we have a responsibility to ourselves not to reinforce that voice. And that's what I'm trying to say in today's message. Stop celebrating being depressed and stressed out and anxious and messed up. Stop watching like unmotivational Monday and like, oh, it's Monday today. Life sucks. I hate people. I lost faith in humanity. Like, people celebrate those things. That's why I'm so frustrated. That's what I find to be so absolutely absurd. Is that people are celebrating these things when we could be celebrating how beautiful life is and how there are good people out there who do good things for other people and how, you know, we're alive and how today the sun is shining and it's fall and the leaves are beautiful and we probably had breakfast this morning, we have clothes to wear at school and how, you know, we sleep in a bed every night. We have so many things to be thankful for and optimistic and positive about. And yet we always seem to gear towards and lean towards the bad stuff. Don't be surprised if your life is full of negativity when it's all you focus on. This is when I transition to my harder voice, okay? Like I said, I cannot help you if you're not willing to help yourself. And this is something I learned the hard way. For some people, it takes time. There's someone who I don't talk to as much anymore, and I hope she's doing really well. But she's had a very, very, very rough upbringing. And consequently, she doesn't think very highly of herself. And I try to help her with that. But at the time, I didn't understand the notion of planting the seed first and not trying to force that change. And I learned from that mistake. So if there's one thing I can do for people listening, if you happen to be someone who is really depressed and down and upset and frustrated and stressed out and feeling like they're messed up, you know, I want to plant the seed in you and tell you, you know, tune out those voices, the people who criticize you and judge you and just insult you. That's a reflection of them, not on you. You're not ugly. You're not worthless. You're not dumb. You're not enough. Okay? And I know that's easy for one to listen to hear, but to actually believe in, that's another story. And I'm not going to try to force that idea down your throat. But I do want to plant this seed. If there's one thing I can do for people listening out there today who are struggling, just know that you're not bad like they say you are. Okay? But at the same time, I'm going to be very real with you. You also have a responsibility to look after yourself. If you're reinforcing what they tell you in your own head, that's not helping. If you follow accounts that celebrate being depressed and celebrate being messed up and stressed out, if you follow accounts like the one I just shared with you of that guy who says, follow me if you've been insulted, if you follow accounts like that, that's not helping you. Because every time you open Instagram, you're greeted with the feed of depressing and negative content. That's going to reinforce in your mind because you're going to like those photos and comment on them and say, yeah, you know what? What's in this photo? I agree with it. I am depressed. I am ugly. I am not enough. I am fake. I am annoying. I am, insert negative adjective here. Please look after yourself. Self-awareness, being aware in general, right? That content, that stuff is not helping you. And it doesn't have to be on Instagram. It can be on TikTok. Heck, that's where I first saw the Unmotivational Monday thing. That's where I saw the video today before I started this episode with, making a song out of how messed up we are as a generation. No. Stop celebrating that. You know, like I said before, one of my favorite quotes, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And here's another application of that. Whether you think you're happy and great and amazing or you don't, and instead think you are messed up and fat and ugly and stupid and not enough, you're right. And I'm not trying to say in the latter part that yes, you are fat, ugly, dumb, and whatever. No. What I'm trying to drive home is if you constantly feed that information to yourself, if you constantly think you are, if you constantly say you are, if you follow accounts like those, if you keep looking at videos of yes, this Monday sucks, I hate school, I hate life, I hate humanity. If you keep feeding yourself that negative information, that's how it's going to stay. That doesn't help. Okay? And in the conversation I had with that person who I saw that post on Instagram, that person told me, you know, I was confused. Like I said, I find it absurd. So I talked with her and I'm like, may I ask why you follow that account and like posts like that? And I mean, I wasn't being rude about it or anything because, I mean, she's one of the audience members I speak to and we're closer than most of my audience members. And so I asked about it really politely and she said, it's not about celebrating us being depressed. It's more like us realizing we're not alone out there in struggling. I mean, I understand that part. Like, but that's also like, it's easy for me to say it's common sense. I mean, I'm talking to kids and teenagers and young adults out there. Not everything they find, not everything I find to be common sense is common sense to them, right? But like I said before at the beginning of this podcast, everybody's got their struggles and battles, right? That doesn't mean we should all be celebrating that we're messed up and that we're stressed out. Why? Where's the but in that sentence, right? We're having, like, here's the sentence I'm talking about. Where's the but in I am fighting a mental battle right now. People tend to stop there. They say, I am struggling, period. And they post that on Instagram and they're like this post if you are also struggling. Where is the but in that sentence? What about I am struggling, but I know everything will be all right in the end? Where is that sentence? Why do we stop and put the period after struggling? Why don't we instead add a comma and include the word but afterwards? You see the difference? You see how the delivery and the message is so much more different when you say, when you compare the two sentences, I am struggling, period, versus I am struggling, but in the end, I know everything will be okay. And why don't we post that sentence, the second sentence, to Instagram and say, like this post, if you are struggling too, but you also know that in the end, everything will be okay. Can we, like, it's just a very simple, I mean, I know it's not as so simple to believe in, but do you see how just that simple addition of another clause can change everything? Why do we put the period at the negative part? We should be putting the period after the positive part and on a good note. Look up. Because the further you keep looking down, that's where you're going to go. At some point, you need to bounce back up. There should be that comma that lets you know that things will change. You're not destined to be depressed and unmotivated and messed up. Whew. But yeah, wow. I can see by the time and length of this podcast, I really put myself out there today. But I had to say this. And you know what's funny is, I think in one of my posts recently, in one of my recent posts, I talked about how I've spent countless hours talking to myself in the walls of my room. If you look on Instagram, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I spent countless hours talking to myself in the walls of my room growing up to figure things out on my own. This podcast, actually, aside from the ones I've scripted to begin with, everything in season 2 of this podcast, which, by the way, this is episode number 21 of season 2, meaning 21 episodes have been done completely freestyle, and 21 episodes are just my train of thought being verbalized. So everything you're listening to right now is what I've been doing my entire life. When I say I speak to the walls of my room and speak to myself, this is exactly what it sounds like, what you're listening to right now. I've done this countless times, countless hours upon countless hours growing up. And this is how I figure things out. By doing exactly this, what you're listening to right now. The only difference is, since 21 episodes ago, I put a mic in front of me and I hit the record button. And so, I mean, you're getting it as authentic as it can be. Nothing scripted. This is just everything coming out of my head. And so, I mean, this helps. Seriously, if you haven't, like, done this yourself yet, I highly recommend it. And I know this is a different topic, but, like, maybe I'll talk about this in Monday's podcast episode about don't bottle it up, like, actually get it out there. And then I'll maybe reiterate this notion of what I just spent the last, like, minute and a half talking about how this is the authentic voice experience of myself and what I've been doing all my life. I'll actually take note of that once I hit the record button, stop recording, which I'll do like really soon in like the next minute or so. But anyway, thank you all for tuning into this episode. Again, just to recap on everything I've said today, just to take away, the takeaway from this is, please don't celebrate the bad stuff. I mean, I'm not saying to, I know in saying just that, it sounds like don't celebrate your losses or anything like that. I mean, it's important to lose because you can only grow once you've stumbled. That's how you run. You don't just go from walking to running. In the process of learning how to walk, you trip. But once you get up from tripping, then you're able to better coordinate yourself and your steps, and then gradually increase the speed till the point where you become a runner, or you're able to run, right? I'm not saying don't have any losses. I'm just saying stop celebrating the bad stuff. Stop celebrating, well, like the accounts you follow, or like the videos you see on TikTok or whatever social media platform we're talking about. Like, stop telling yourself, I hate Monday, I hate school, I hate humanity, I have no faith in humanity. Stop telling yourself that you're fat, ugly, dumb, worthless, not enough, whatever. Stop celebrating the idea that this generation, or whatever generation you're part of, or however old or young you are, stop celebrating that we're messed up, that we're stressed out, that we're anxious, that we're depressed. Stop celebrating those ideas, because the more you champion those ideas, the more you are those ideas. And so, just please exercise self-awareness. Turn off the voices in your head. I mean, you can't turn off the voice in your head. Turn off the voices, or tune out the voices that people are throwing at you. The ones that say you're fat and ugly and not enough, tune those out. Stop that input. And once you do that, tackle what's going on inside your head, because the voice inside your head telling you those things that you so reinforce are from them. And you have to combat that now. That is your battle now. But, and see, here's the but. Everything in the end will be all right. I cannot force you to believe in that. That's the seed I'm trying to plant in those of you listening who might be struggling with this. Okay? Things will be okay. Just cut off that negative feedback loop. Stop celebrating the negative stuff. And understand that everything will be all right. Okay? And with that said, I guess we're going to go ahead and end the episode here. I hope you all enjoyed this. I'm definitely going to link this in my Instagram. This podcast episode, not even the article. I'm really proud of how I put myself out there today on this episode. I think this carries a really important message for those of you listening. And so thank you again. Happy Thanksgiving, late Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. Go get those deals today, weekend, Cyber Monday. Go get the stuff you want. You know, just celebrate, kick back and relax on the holidays. Enjoy yourself a bit. And I'll see you guys next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.